Huddling against the cold wind, opponents of the Bakken pipeline staged a protest outside the community building on the Boone County Fairgrounds. Jonas Magrum of Fairfield riled them up.
The very last thing that we should be doing in response to the threat of climate change is to build more oil extraction and transportation infrastructure.
We don't want your pipeline here.
The chanting continued until the protesters lined up with others to have their bags checked as they entered the building. Inside, pipeline supporters made their own statement. Workers sat in colorful groups, like the Laborers International Union of North America, in bright orange sweatshirts.
The Iowa Utilities Board is now in session.
With that, board member Jerry Huser kicked off a long day. More than 275 people signed up for two-minute slots. Proponents focused on jobs, domestic energy, and perceived public support.
People are going to refer to our jobs as temporary jobs. As a laborer, as a construction worker, every job is temporary, but being a laborer is a career.
I realize the importance of U.S. energy independence, jobs in America, and the equal rights for both women as well as men to be treated fairly in a safe working environment. I support clean energy and union labor, and I support our energy dollars staying in this country. So I am in favor of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Despite critics, the fact is the majority of landowners in Iowa where the pipeline crosses support the project.
Testifying in favor were laborers Mike Matika, Misty Wren, and Ryan Hollenrake, whose comment about landowners elicited jeers from some in the crowd. Opponents had their own recurring talking points about agriculture and the environment, private property rights, and safety.
But even though we own the land, we don't get to choose whether or not the pipeline goes into our farmland. We must defer to you, the Iowa Utilities Board, for that decision.
What is eminent domain by an out-of-state nonprofit corporation other than unreasonable seizure? How dare a public regulatory board consider this? How dare Dakota Access consider this?
A crude oil spill is a disaster. Sooner or later, it is going to happen with this pipeline. Let us consider alternatives, please. There is no such thing as a solar spill or a wind spill.
That was farmland owner Marcy Good and activists Ann Christensen and Patrick Bosold. After the day's public testimony, the three-member board has 10 days scheduled for evidentiary hearings when Dakota Access will make its case that the pipeline, quote, will promote the public convenience and necessity. An additional public meeting is possible after that before the board makes its final decision. In Boone, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.